Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our title sponsor, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, supporting the community through April of 2021. Also, our Shark Cast sponsors, including Lapolis Electric, Don't Be Left in the Dark, Hightower Westchester, Fiduciary Wealth Advisors, and White Plains Hospital. Thank you, everyone on the front line. Well, today we have our Business Lifestyle Magazine Spotlight, Women in Business Edition, with managing editor at Westchester Magazine and executive editor at 914 Inc., Amy Partridge. Amy, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. I know you have a huge responsibility, trafficking the entire editorial process for every publication, promoting a smooth flow of editorial and art content, and ensuring that, you know, the deadlines are met. You also play a key role in planning and developing content across all the publications and channels for the company, hands-on editing, writing, print, and web. And in addition, you're the liaison between all the departments, and you help maintain, you know, the editorial staff or manage the editorial staff. You also MC and host a lot of the events that you guys do, including the annual Women in Business Luncheon, which this year is going to be virtual. And we're going to get into that today. We're going to be honoring the 18 women that have been helping move Westchester forward. And Amy, I'd love for you to tell our audience a little bit about the selection process and how all that takes place. Huge Sure. undertaking and a huge event coming up next week. Tell Absolutely. Us about it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And thanks for getting what I actually do. That was a really, really good, concise description of all the various things.
I have it memorized.
I love it.
You know.
You know, we're a lean and mean staff. So all of us, you know, I don't want to take all the credit. It's a team effort, and we all pitch in, and we all do many, many different things all at once. The Women in Business, you know, is especially close to my heart, obviously, as a woman in business running the magazine. It's just always a thrill every year to be able to pinpoint, you know, there's so many amazing women working in Westchester, you know that. So even just to pick out 18 or 20 or 15 each year is such a challenging task, but it's one I love, and it's one, you know, we take very seriously. And this year, obviously, the event has to be virtual. Normally, we're in that, you've been into the event so many times, and that room is just packed and buzzing with energy and all kinds of great networking opportunities. And so we tried to kind of capture that virtually, which has been everyone's challenge this year who runs events. so, you know, hopefully we'll pull it off in a way that's good for 2020. But yeah, in terms of the selection process, you know, every year we start with an open call for nominations on our website, and we promote it through all of our various social media channels. And, you know, this is the 10th year now that we've been doing Women in Business. So we have a really strong brand identification with it. And it's been nice for me, like, I actually start hearing from people maybe, you know, like in January, hey, when do we submit for this year's Women in Business? And so we've really gotten the brand, you know, grown to a point where people want to be participating. And I think it's a really big milestone for women locally in their career to be chosen, you know, as a Woman in Business honoree. So this year, I think we had maybe 225 or 250 nominations.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, early on it was a little slim because I think people were just maybe still trying to figure out how to run their businesses virtually and, you know, how to respond to COVID and what to do. But we really did get a robust, you know, number of people looking for it. And so we collect a lot of information from them. You know, we do our due diligence, we go through the nomination forms. A lot of these are women that, you know, we're aware of. Some of them are really big names that you know, you see on the scene, you know, throughout Westchester's business community. You know, and we just go through and we're kind of looking, obviously there's a certain level of success that we're looking for. These are all, you know, power player women who are at the height of their organizations. We also look for people who have an interesting story to tell. You know, we try to get a nice diverse range of people in terms of what kind of jobs they're working in, you know, what the positions are, what the industries are. We look for age diversity and ethnic diversity, where their location is within Westchester. So it's kind of a, you know, a composition of all of those different things that goes into the process.
And it can't be easy because, I mean, I look behind me and look at this year's winners and there's just so many tremendous women in the community that have really helped, especially this time of year, this year in particular. Let's talk about the makeup of this year and some of the women that were selected.
Sure.
I have the graphic behind me with some of our powerful women. Yeah. You want to talk a little bit about that?
And it is really hard. And every year, you know, if we pick, say, this year we had 18, we could have easily picked another 18. You know, it's not like these, you know, we have a large pool of really strong candidates. And so it's not easy at all to select people. And then this year, you know, we gave special consideration and we did sort of go a little heavier than normal on the healthcare vertical. Like I said,
we really, so.
But yeah, yes. You know, how could you not this year? We do try to make sure that we have all of the various sectors represented. Healthcare is obviously a huge sector for Westchester's economy. It always is. You know, and this year we just sort of felt a special nod was necessary to this area. So we do have quite a few women in healthcare. We also have, on the cover, we picked three women from County Executive Latimer's office who really were sort of his right-hand women. And it's, you know, kind of a cool thing to have a all-female senior staff, you know, doing the work that they had to do. Tremendous amount of work to keep the county informed this year, you know, in terms of COVID and communications and testing and, you know, what Latimer was working on. And, you know, obviously he appeared on nearly every media channel early on when Westchester was the hotspot. And so his PR people were, you know, very diligent. And so it was very interesting to pick the three of them. And, you know, they have really worked together as a team to make sure that the county had what we needed during COVID.
Well deserved. And I mean, they could have never expected to come into this year. And I think they handled it really, really well.
Absolutely.
You know, despite all the conditions.
I think the other thing that's important when we're picking is that the women really kind of mirror the makeup of our business community. So, you know, we have Fortune 500, Fortune 50, you know, we have some really big companies here. And this year we have honorees from IBM and from Regeneron, you know, but then we also want to have small businesses. Obviously, this is a small business community. So within our honorees this year, we have entrepreneurs like Alicia Grande, who runs a very thriving cosmetics company, Ellen Sledge, whose ice cream we've probably all eaten too much of. you know, so again, we look to really make sure that the women that we pick are kind of like a microcosm that represents what our business community's makeup is.
I'm personally excited about Thursday, the event's coming up next week.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking prior to this interview about, you know, the challenges or the differences in going virtual, but it really does have I keep using the term silver linings, right? I'm starting to get, it's like I say it all the time, but there are, and there are lots of really neat ways to get to see people and interact with them. And, you know, I'm super excited about what you guys are putting out for this week. And, you know, like we said, there's some amazing, amazing women up there representing, you know, large companies and small and, representative of the county. So kudos to you guys for, you know, getting through all this. Let's just talk about some of the challenges with COVID and how you've had to manage that. I mean, how has it been different and, you know, what were the obstacles that your team had to overcome?
So, I mean, everyone has a COVID story. And, you know, I think those of us who work for Today Media have been incredibly lucky and grateful that the company, for us personally, embraced the need to work virtually, you know, from the beginning. And for me as a working mother, it's been wonderful to be able to work from home. You know, but it's challenging putting together a publication or a number of publications based on life in Westchester when life in Westchester and everywhere obviously changed completely. So, you know, all of our editorial lineups for a lot of these issues kind of went out the window for 914 Inc. as well as for Westchester Magazine. And we had to do a lot of, you know, replanning kind of on the fly to figure out the content that was relevant. Specifically for women in business, it was exciting. This was the first photo shoot that we were able to do for a story the pandemic started in March, so we were not able to do photo shoots for several of the issues that we were working on. So we went big this time and we did it at the Abbey Inn and Spa, you know, a beautiful new spot in Peekskill. Obviously, we had to take all of the precautions and make sure that we were scheduling the women only one at a time and that we had enough time before and after, you know, to sanitize what was necessary, wearing masks, and keeping social distance. They had to do their own hair and makeup, which we apologize for obvious reasons. You know, but it was challenging, but it was also really nice. I think all of the women felt like it was so nice to kind of get out and be somewhere and be celebrated. And be able to do a photo shoot. And then we work closely with Enormous Creative also, and they were a great partner of ours to do some video interviews with all of the honorees there, which we'll show at the event on Thursday, which I think is great, you know, for a virtual audience or for an in-person event. The women got to share a little bit more personally, you know, their stories working this year, the challenges of, you know, running organizations, running businesses in the midst of this. I mean, everyone's tired of hearing unprecedented times, but, you know, it's exactly what it is. So I think overall, it's just a really celebratory tone. And, you know, we're really excited about the event. We're thrilled that we could bring some positivity to, you know, the business community at a time when everyone's been struggling and working really hard to survive and thrive. So I couldn't be more happy with how it turned out. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm happy to hear it too. We encourage our listeners and followers to certainly join you. It's coming up Thursday, I believe, November 19th.
Thursday at noon.
Mm-hmm. Thursday at noon, 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
To pay tribute to the area's top businesswomen of the 2020 Women in Business Awards, to be held in conjunction with the magazine's Q4 issue showcasing the area's businesswomen. Amy, it's been a pleasure. You know, we've been listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Sharp Creative and made possible by lots of our friends in the community, including Michael Labriola, Inc., Wartburg Rehabilitation, of course, our title sponsor, Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, and lots of other friends. We'd love for you to subscribe on our YouTube channel so you can get more of these business spotlights, our nonprofit spotlight, our Cup of Joe political show, and many others. And we really are thrilled to be working with you guys over at Westchester Magazine and 914 Inc. We've got a great relationship for many years, and we found a new platform, a new way to do it. And so, Amy, anything you want to leave our listeners with? One last final reminder, what they need to do if they haven't done it already for Thursday?
Sure. You can go to our website, to westchestermagazine.com. And if you go onto the business page, there's information about the event there. It is virtual. It is Thursday at noon. And it's going to be a wonderful show. We're really excited about it.
Amy Partridge, it's always a pleasure to see you. And I enjoyed spending some time with you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.